It is the glory and the greatness of our tradition to speak for those who have no voice.
As the third longest serving senator in U.S. history, Edward Kennedy often stood up for the disadvantaged, sponsoring hundreds of pieces of legislation in his nearly half century in office, all with the hope of bettering people's lives. Kennedy biographer Adam Clymer notes his impact.
If your parents or somebody you know gets benefits from Meals on Wheels, that's Kennedy. If they go to a neighborhood health center, that's Kennedy. He played a leading role in ending the draft. There's been no civil rights bill since he got to the Senate that he hasn't played a significant role on.
Following the assassination of his brother, President John F. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy picked up the torch, helping to push forward the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which made discrimination in public and at work illegal. He went on to champion a number of other causes, including access to affordable health care, fair housing, and voting rights. Kennedy, whose son lost a leg to bone cancer, also worked to end discrimination against those with mental and physical handicaps with the enactment of the 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act. As president of the American Association of People with Disabilities, Andrew Imperato worked with Kennedy and his son.
I think that Senator Kennedy understood the idea that disability is a natural part of the human experience. And that just because somebody has a disability, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't have the opportunity that other people have. So if you're talking about a child, they should have an opportunity to go to school with their peers.
Senate Associate Historian Donald Ritchie says it was not just the number of issues Kennedy fought for, but how he fought for them. Ritchie says the senator was well-liked and able to build alliances with adversaries to push legislation forward.
He figured out that, okay, we can agree to disagree, but where is the one point where we do agree? Where is the common ground? And that's what an effective legislator has to do, is look for the places where, you know, we can create national consensus around an issue.
With Edward Kennedy's death late Tuesday from brain cancer, America's most famous political dynasty is left without an obvious heir. But longtime Kennedy friend Ted Sorensen says while Ted Kennedy's passing marks an end of an era, the family legacy will move forward.
Ted Kennedy himself would have told you that the fulfillment of those Kennedy ideals is not dependent upon one person. It's not dependent even on a Kennedy. It's dependent upon all those who believe in that standard of opportunity and justice.
In backing Barack Obama's presidential bid, Edward Kennedy looked to pass his message of hope to a new generation wanting change.